This goes to Dr. Jennifer Goodman, G-O-O-D-M-A-N, fax 616-754-9883, regarding Annette, last name Whipple, W-H-I-P-P-L-E, date of birth 3/25/1970. Dear Dr. Goodman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Whipple with stage 5 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was July 11th of 2023. She did cancel the follow-up in October. Her schedule was not, or she had no insurance at that time, so she wanted to wait until she had insurance. And now she currently does have insurance, and she's working full-time as a licensed practical nurse. She did attend the Spectrum Kidney Smart class, which talked about different modalities for dialysis, and she states that she is most interested in in-center hemodialysis at this point. She does want to continue to work full-time. Her only complaint currently is chronic fatigue. She denies nausea, vomiting. She has lost significant weight since her last visit. She's down about 23 pounds, but she's also on Mounjaro, and that has contributed a lot to the weight loss and the poor appetite. She denies itching, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no fluid retention. She does still urinate, and she feels like it's fairly adequate amounts. She does have a left or a right brachiobasalic AV fistula that was placed in January of 2023. She denies any cold hand on the right side. There's no numbness, no discoloration, no pain. And she knows to report any of those symptoms to us right away if they do occur. No headaches or dizziness. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no dizziness or syncopal episodes. Medications, she's on sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day, amlodipine, 10 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Lipitor, 80 milligram daily, Zyrtec, 10 milligram daily, Flexeril is 10 milligram up to 3 times a day as needed for back pain, Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily, Torsemide, 5 milligram daily, Mounjaro, 5 milligram once a week, Tylenol is 500 milligram once daily as needed for pain, and regular vitamins once daily. Physical exam, weight 104.4 pounds, and blood pressure is 130 over 70. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/11/2024. Creatinine is 4.49, previous level 4.19, 3.82, 4.03. So now estimated GFR is 11. Calcium is 9.4, albumin 4.0, sodium 138, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 19, phosphorus is 5.2, and the range we are wanting to keep her in is between 3 and 5.5, so she is in the correct range. Hemoglobin, 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 5, chronic kidney disease. She does not currently have uremic symptoms, no pericarditis, no volume overload. And she does understand all those symptoms and knows that she must report those to us quickly if they do develop so that she can be set up to start dialysis. She does want to stay with Dr. Fuente in this practice, so she would be willing to go to the ELMA unit for in-center hemodialysis when that does become necessary, when uremic symptoms do present. She would like to continue working, and she's going to continue getting lab studies every month, and she'll be getting them within the next week again for us. and we will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 month. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.